Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pan. This program is for Sunday, September the 6th, 2015, and I'm very grateful to be with you. I have some really interesting questions on punishment today. I gathered these throughout the course of about 4 months, and they're interesting because people believe in punishment. How about that? And yet they don't really understand the nature of punishment and what it really is. So maybe I can shed a little light on this. I want to remind you that these programs are being heard by you at this very moment because of the kind generosity of my sponsors who quarterly and monthly make their donations to pay for airtime of this radio program, Satsang. And I hope that you will consider, if you are listening to these programs, becoming a sponsor. They're very important. Our mystery donor will match your donation dollar for dollar should you become a sponsor between now and the end of the year. And I hope you won't wait. He will match it. He will make it happen so we can pay for airtime. Your contributions are now worth double. And if you wish to make a year-end donation at this time, you can. He will match that as well. You can go to the website at aspire.org here and make a donation if you like. Let's get to the questions. You say karma is not punishment, yet we are punished through God, are we not? Through circumstances as well. Please explain. Jesse. He does not tell me where he lives or where he hears us from. Yes, I say to you that karma is not a punishment at all. You are never being punished in this life. There are consequences for the things you and I do. There are consequences for the things that we believe in, the things that we trust, how we use our energies. There is always that. There is always consequence, but it is not the parental stuff that you are used to living with, that God is some sort of guy, dude, who is a man who punishes people who do wrong in his opinion. If we are the image and likeness of God, according to the Bible, then if we screw up, it's his screw up too, and he should be punished as well. So it really isn't about that. The immature mind, the immature emotions of us love to cast blame and look at things from the point of view of the pedestrian mentality, which really doesn't help anyone and doesn't serve the higher purposes of our life. You say karma is not punishment, and yet we are punished through God. Where do you come up with this, Jesse? Are you a Bible thumper? Are you someone who believes in the literal translation of the Bible? Is that where you come up with this? Who told you this? Your minister who's supposed to, quote-unquote, love you? Do you really think that there is a God that rewards and punishes? If you live by the Bible, if you take it literally, you're going to become schizophrenic. You're going to become neurotic. And that's what Christians are, basically. They're neurotic. They're looking for something to hang their hat on, something to believe in, hell, anything to believe in. If they find something they can believe in, something that fits their warped psychology, their emotionality, then they're going to go for it, the neurotic side of us. The God you believe in is manufactured by religion. The God you believe in has been imposed upon you. And what you must really ask first, Jesse, is this the God I have come to through my own awareness, through my own searching, or is this the God that I've been told to believe in because everybody else does, because I have been impressed emotionally to believe in this kind of God? It is very sad the way we are. We listen to the voice that screams the loudest at us and not at the inner voice that is the still small voice of our heart and our soul. So there you are. There is the issue right there. We are punished by circumstance, you say, or not. I don't see things as punishment. I really don't. This is a really stupid way, in my opinion, of approaching the meaning of karma and the meaning of life. If I'm at a vending machine and there is an apple in there that I want, and it's the apple, it costs 50 cents, and I keep putting a quarter in, and it doesn't bring me the apple, and I pound on the machine and scream at it because I want to believe that it robbed me of my quarter and didn't give me my apple. Am I being punished by the machine? No. The machine is simply a machine, and it is doing what it does. And for me to be upset about that because I don't understand it took two quarters, not one quarter, to get that apple is ridiculous. What we are searching for here in the meaning of our life is not for the one quarter to get the apple, but how to understand the nature of the laws of existence, the laws of life. You're not going to understand them through conjecture, through belief, through the idea of philosophy or religion especially. You must have your own direct experience of it. You must be interested in it beyond your own survival. And the problem with most of us is we want to be entertained. So we work so we can have downtime to do what we want to do, which is about appeasing the ego through vanity and pride and emotionality. No one wants to admit that they really don't give a you know what about anything that is spiritual. They don't care. People generally do not care. Why should they? Well, I'll get to that later. Or that doesn't apply to me. Or what does it really matter? It matters a lot. We're not punished. What we are, by our own agenda, by our own thinking, by our own activity, is we are neglectful. We are indulgent and indifferent to what we're indulging and think that it doesn't matter. But lo, it does very deeply. So what are we to do? How are we to live our life? What is this all about? You say to me, Jesse, that karma is, that I'm teaching you that karma is not punishment. It isn't. It is the law that is in this life, in this world. Learning to understand the nature of that law is intuitive, not clinical, not pedestrian. It is not done by scholars and teachers of philosophy. You have to go deep inside and listen to that still small voice that most people simply ignore or don't believe exists at all. And listen to it with all of your heart, your soul, and your strength. Just listen. Wanting nothing with all of your heart. Just listening. Soon you will see, as I did, and as many have, that this whole existence is a celebration of love, not punishment. It is a celebration of beauty, not hate. It isn't about he'll get his and she'll get hers and da-da-da-da-da that we like to sing that ugly song. There is something beyond the idea of good and evil, right and wrong. There is something far more beautiful beyond all those things in our life. And should you give acceptance to something other than black and white in your life, you'll start to see that this God that you have created is trumped up. Trumped up by emotions, morality, fear, hatred. And it really isn't even yours. It belongs to the priest, belongs to the minister. It belongs to those who have put into action a religion that frightens. We respect only what frightens. We don't really respect what loves us. We want to be loved, but we want to be loved in our own way. That too has its consequences, as you might know. So there you are. Circumstances reveal my ignorance. My circumstances are showing me what I have missed. Would you call a Jesus a failure? Because he was crucified, and people will say, oh no, not at all. God willed that. God killed his only begotten son. What kind of SOB is God then? What kind of person does that? Not even I, a mere mortal, would do that. Especially to a man who had done so much for so many of us. It's absolutely preposterous. It's stupid. And people who believe in it and in that ideal hate themselves. And the consequences of our life is based on our personal hatred of ourselves. The relationship you're having with your life, my dear one, is the one you're having with yourself. And if you don't like you, if you have been taught to be self-effacing and have a tremendous amount of self-hatred, you will think that there is reward and punishment in this world. They all want to manipulate us through our own fears. We are built in with fear. All a person has to know is what you believe in, what you believe about fear, and they have you by the huevos rancheros. So there you are. It's not very deep, is it? And I'm sure my answer is not very satisfying, but such as it is. Jesse, wake up. This is a celebration of love in this lifetime. Be the love you seek, and don't worry about the rest. Please forgive me. Namaste. I just can't understand sometimes why people who seem fairly intelligent can be so unintelligent. Why would you think that the God that made you out of the image and likeness of himself would be doing ugly things to you? I mean, really, if this thing is a mess, which it is, and God created it, supposedly, which he did, he being a man, and I don't know why you ladies don't go nuts over that, because you go nuts if we leave the toilet seat up. You know, really, you don't get it? It's all a joke, and we have become the joke. Don't be manipulated by religion. Be uplifted by your heart. Seek. Go beyond all of this. What am I doing talking like that? Anyway, next one comes from Steve in, Colorado. He listens. How do I know that I'm not supposed to be punished? I mean, you say that we're not being punished, but how do we know we're not supposed to be for our sins? Steve, why do you believe in punishment over love? And do you think love is punishment? Do you think if someone punishes you that they love you? Why do you need punishment? Why do you need all of that? Did you see the TV program on Scientology? Did you see how people did not understand why they were suffering as they were suffering and why they were going through what they were going through? They couldn't understand why they let this thing happen the way it did. And they just couldn't understand what it was that they were going through that made all of this so doggone difficult. It is the way we are. We like punishment. We think we deserve it. It is the thing that is most important to our life. And we just keep it going and going and going. I say to you, don't do that. Just don't do that. If you want to know the meaning of your life, go beyond the concepts of your thinking. If you can go past the concepts of your thinking, then you can understand the nature of your living. And that's really all it's about, is understanding the nature of your living. The nature of your life is love. The nature of your life is simply love. Nothing else other than love itself. Why do I need anything else to make my life difficult? How do I know I'm not supposed to be punished? Steve, I have done some pretty stupid things in my day. I really have. And I was never punished for one single moment of it. I never looked at my life and the consequences that I went through for whatever it was that I did that was so stupid and think to myself, well, I got away with that. Never thought those kind of thoughts, and I still don't. I look at my life from the point of view of love, of utter kindness. I am fortunate. I am truly fortunate to be blessed in the way in which I am blessed. And instead of sitting there and thinking that, you know, I need to change something or be better than or whatever, I just give thanks for everything that has happened to me, that has been a part of my experience in this world. And instead of looking at it like, look how I screwed up, I look at it like, look what I didn't understand, and I make it simple to understand. That's all. I just make it simple to understand. And if you can do that, if you can understand what I just said, then you'll understand how simple this can all be in your life, should you want to allow it to be simple. Let love live you. Don't live for the things you want. Don't live for the things you believe in. Don't live for the desires, the ambition, the pride, the vanity. Don't live to have a better life. Live to awaken. Live to know. Know that which can't be taught, it can only be caught. If you can, within yourself, give up the idea of reward and punishment, right and wrong, good and bad, you'll come to another level of living. I get tired of these movies and such, you know, like Star Wars and all these movies where we're supposed to be in outer space, you know what I mean? Star Trek and all that stuff. It's still the basic war of good over evil or evil over good or whatever you want to think. I have a really hard time with that because it's boring and it breeds vengeance in people and hatred. What if there was something other than good and evil? What if there was no good and evil? What if the only real struggle in life wasn't the struggle of good over evil, right over wrong, whatever you believe? What if it had nothing to do with that? What if it was about me and you struggling to get beyond good and evil, right and wrong, and come to the understanding that love is greater than anything in life, that love must become clear to us, and the effort to allow it to be clear comes from compassion. Maybe what we're struggling with is our own self-imposed hatred that we make in our life, that we make so real, so vivid. Maybe it has nothing to do with the idea of right and wrong. I have never been punished for the things I've done that were stupid. I've been punished by my own ignorance, my indifference, my stubbornness. And that punishment didn't come from the hand of a God. It came from life itself. It said, you want this, this is what you get. You are this, this is what you get. And when I chose to repent and change, realizing this was not kind, this was not loving, this was not generous, this was not forgiving, that is when something of the other shore began to evolve in me. And that's when things really started to change. So, my dear friend, don't be fooled by the matter of punishment and reward. It is a foolish way to live our life. And it does not produce anything other than sorrow and pain. Please forgive me. Namaste. The way a person is controlled through reward and punishment is typically the mentality they possess, their basic mentality. And there is a science to all of this. There truly is. And once you get in the ebb and flow of that, you see that even that has to be dropped. Actually, it's all about a rhythm, a certain tone that exists in all of us. And should you catch that tone, should you be willing of that tone, a great deal of love will come pouring forth. Everything that you have ever wondered or questioned will be answered in that moment. Truly, truly, I say unto you. Last question comes from Ted, and he lives in Los Angeles. He said, can we learn why we are here? So I don't really understand my screw-ups. I don't know why I'm here. I don't want to screw up. I want to learn how to live better. Ted. Ted. Screwing up? I don't know what that means to you. So here's my basic advice. Live unconscionably. Without fear, without trying to live in guilt or shame or do what's quote-unquote right out of guilt and shame, which builds the sense of being, guilty all the time, feeling like your conscience is chasing you everywhere you go. Live unconscionably. What do I mean by that? Without reservation, without the opinion of being rewarded or punished, live unconscionably. Live, love, give, forgive unconscionably. This is the most important thing you will ever learn in the course of your lifetime as you maturate into love. You'll never know love if you don't incorporate living unconscionably, to do things without a sense of why you do them. Just to do them because you can. Just to do them because you are. Just to do them because you know. You have fallen into the rhythm of life, the rhythm of love, the rhythm of your own innate goodness. You're just falling into it. You're not trying to prove anything. You're not trying to disprove anything. You're just living in love for the sake of love itself. That in itself will change everything in your living. Don't be fooled by, oh, I should be this. Oh, I should be that. No, no. You don't have to be this, and you don't have to be that. All you have to be is authentic in your heart. Search for love in your heart. Follow that path into your heart. Meditate. Want nothing within your own life. Nothing. People say, how do you search for love? How do you get to that place? When you and I put desire, ambition, and pride ahead of our own self, we have lost our search. The search is in not attaching to anything, Ted. My screw up, your screw up, is that we think that we are here and that everything in this world is real. It's not. The more you understand the nature of your heart, the less this world will mean to you in the form of its circumstances and conditions. You will not be fooled by them. You will see them for what they are and be okay with them. And this is, you know, where you find yourself. You will know why you're here, because this is where you are for now. And instead of hating it or liking it or loving it, you just are here with me, with us, right now, right here. And that, my friend, is enough. I hope I helped you a little bit. And please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, or something I can serve you with, please send me an email. There's a little button up at the top that says contact. Click on it. Send me an email. If I'm allowed to use your name, that would be great. And where you live, if not, that's fine. Your question is all that matters to me. And no question is not considered. Okay? Have a wonderful weekend. Please forgive me. Namaste.